Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
In this episode of Blind Spot, I'm going to discuss depositions and how to be deposed as a forensic expert. Depositions are one of the most important activities performed by forensic experts, second only to courtroom testimony. A deposition is the process where the opposing lawyers question the forensic expert under oath about their report, their work product, and what they're going to testify about at trial. These questions asked are designed by the opposing lawyer to gain information about the investigation that the forensic expert performed and to learn what the expert has in mind for trial strategy. A deposition will only occur when the opposing attorney formally requests that the forensic expert be deposed. When I'm deposed, I either receive payment from the client lawyer, who will later be reimbursed from the opposing lawyer, or the opposing lawyer will pay us directly. When a forensic expert is notified of a deposition, everyone involved will schedule a time and place for the deposition to take place. A deposition can be done in person with the opposing lawyer, or it can be done remotely through a video service such as Skype. Video recording a deposition can be very beneficial, as it allows anyone who's not present for the deposition to see and hear the deposition at a later time. Communication is 90% speech inflection and body language, and only 10% the words that are spoken. So having a video deposition is so much more powerful for later reference than simply having a transcript to read. Whether the deposition is done in person or remotely, the deposition will ultimately be transcribed. There will be a court reporter that will transcribe everything that is said during the deposition on record. This transcript will later be part of the evidence used in court. Oftentimes, depositions will be video recorded, as I mentioned earlier. If a video recording is made of the deposition, it will also become part of the evidence. Just like testifying in court, it's very important for the forensic expert to prepare beforehand for the deposition. Carefully sift through your investigation with a fine-tooth comb and review all of your notes, because it will make a huge impact on the success of your deposition. The forensic expert should also work with their client lawyer directly to learn what information and anticipate what the opposing lawyers will be most interested in and ask questions about. And when working with your client lawyer, you will learn how to answer those anticipated questions. How do they want you to frame them? Some lawyers believe that the forensic expert should only have their report in front of them during a deposition. I disagree. I believe it's okay for the forensic expert to have notes on the case and their work product in front of them while they're giving their deposition. A forensic expert's job is to conduct an investigation, interpret the data, use their provided tools and explain those tools, and summarize their findings throughout the investigation in the most simplistic delivery method possible so that the court understands. That being said, these investigative notes are crucial when reviewing and providing a deposition. When you attend the deposition, you always want to bring the most current copy, up-to-date curriculum vitae to present as part of the deposition. As a forensic expert, your curriculum vitae is the most important and most used document you'll ever maintain. This document allows everyone who reads it a clear understanding of your education, professional experience, as well as life accomplishments as a forensic expert. The reader will gain knowledge about your experience and how it relates to the work you're providing or already have completed. This document presents your qualifications to testify in court. Your up-to-date curriculum vitae is attached to your deposition and becomes part of the record that's entered into court for trial. It's important for the forensic expert to only answer the questions that are being asked during the deposition. It's human nature to try to elaborate on answers and further support what you're trying to communicate. However, this should be avoided, because when you're being deposed, it may give away more information than your client lawyer wants you to provide. Though the expert may have good intentions, this information could be used against them later in the case. As mentioned before, it's very important for the forensic expert to prepare prior to the deposition with your client lawyer. That way, you can go over all the information that you're going to present, questions that are going to be anticipated, and how to best answer those questions prior to going on record in the deposition. Keep this in mind. When you're doing a deposition and somebody is going to be watching remotely, the forensic expert should make eye contact with the camera, because that camera represents the people that are experiencing the deposition at a remote location. If the deposition is being video recorded, then the camera creating the video recording of the deposition should also be acknowledged as another set of eyes on the deposition. After the deposition, the forensic expert should ask for a copy of the transcript of the deposition. Your client attorney will arrange for that to be sent directly to you. It's important for the forensic expert to review the transcript and make sure all the information that is provided in the deposition transcript is correct and accurate, especially in medical cases. The deposition can have a huge impact on a case. I testified in a deposition, and my testimony was the impetus for the case to be settled. I had another case where during the preparation time for my deposition, the attorney did nothing but brag about his past and the other elements of the case that had nothing to do with the case. Almost needless to say, that deposition nearly crashed and burned because we did not properly prepare and anticipate questions that I was going to be asked by the opposing counsel. One of the more successful depositions that I presented involved 2 days' worth of preparation with the client lawyer. They paid for my time to fly in early and spend time reviewing all of my work, report, work notes, work product, and reviewed and rehearsed every single line of questioning that we anticipated the opposing counsel would be interested in. That's the way to give a good deposition. So to wrap up this issue of blind spot, I've put together 10 tips on preparing and delivering the best deposition possible as a forensic expert. And they are, number one, the forensic expert should dress professionally. I always wear a suit and tie when I'm being deposed. Number two, the expert should only answer the questions that are being asked. They should avoid elaborating too much on their answers in order to avoid giving away too much information. Number three, the forensic expert should always prepare with their client lawyer. The lawyer will always know more about the case and what information should be shared than what the expert does. Number four, the expert should be aware of anyone attending the deposition remotely and make sure to make eye contact with him or her through the camera being used in the system. Number five, the forensic expert should speak clearly so that the court reporter can accurately type everything that they say during the deposition. Sitting close to the court reporter, if possible, can greatly help. Number six, the expert should always obtain a copy of the transcript to make sure all the information presented in the deposition is accurate. Number seven, the expert should arrive early to the deposition. They may not know the location well, and allowing extra time can save the expert from being late and unnecessary stress. Number eight, the expert should bring a current copy of their curriculum vitae to make sure that it is presented as part of the deposition. Number nine, the expert should have all of their notes ready in front of them, as well as their forensic report, work product, and any exhibits that they plan to use to explain their position. Any evidence that needs to be presented should be ready as well. If evidence needs to be presented from a computer, the expert should make sure that it's working properly before the deposition begins. And number 10, the forensic expert should practice their deposition. Even beyond rehearsing with the client lawyer, The experts should go through all of their notes and reports prior to being deposed. They should spend time the night before double-checking all of the information to ensure that they're ready for the deposition. More often than not, these 10 items can make a huge difference in the success of your deposition. This concludes this episode of Blind Spot. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll be notified of future episodes as they're produced. We welcome your comments and questions at primoforensics@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.